You in the back, pay attention, please. There's a snippet coming. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I'm here to deliver your snippet, your Friday snippet, gals. Love this. Why? Because I have something so juicy for you today. So for those of you who don't know me, hello, gals, and welcome to Snippet Land. Just so glad that you made it here, because this is the place to be. It's like, welcome home to Snippet Land if you're a 40-plus woman and alcohol's got a little grip on you. You're professional, you got it all together. But the booze, the wine, you know, it's just more than you want. Well, that's what we do here. That's what we tackle here. And not only that, we don't just put down the booze. What we do is we create a life that we not only don't want to run away from, but a life that we actually are so proud of and so excited about. And we make this the best chapter of our lives. That's my goal for you. So pay attention, gals. Belly up and let's do it. Today, belly up. Oh, that was funny. My first husband used to say that, and he'd literally say, belly up to the bar, and then he'd buy me a drink. Oh my goodness. I don't know where that came from, but I like it. So we're going to belly up for a snippet, not for a drink, and we're not bellying up to the bar. Man, that was funny how that just popped out. My first husband died from alcohol. He drank himself to death. No, that's not funny. We had divorced before he died, but he made it to 49 and then his kidneys and liver just exploded. Yeah. But back in the day when I was like 20, 19, I had met him and we were both doing the nightclub scene. I had no intention of telling this. That's so funny how things just come out. But that's what he would see me and come across the bar like before we were married or anything. And he'd approach me and say, hey, babe, belly up to the bar and I'll buy you a drink. And I just love that. And I'd belly on up. Anyways, there's a little stroll down memory lane for you. Gals, I have a real treat for you today, for real. And so, yeah, go ahead and belly up and let's do it. Today, I'm going to give you four daily practices if you're seeking a more spiritual life. And these four practices come from, ready? Peace Pilgrim. So let me give you, if you didn't hear about Peace Pilgrim before, we've talked about her here on the show. I have a book of hers, and every now and then I pop a nugget out of this book and share it with you. Well, Peace Pilgrim was an amazing woman who walked. In 1953, she began her pilgrimage of walking across the United States to teach humanity about peace. So there's no social media, but she became fairly well known because she just kept walking. She walked something like 25,000 miles between 53 and 1981 when she was tragically killed in a car crash. But in those 30 plus years of, or I guess just about 30 years of walking, that's what she did. She just walked and she wore a big tunic with the big letters on the front that said Peace Pilgrim. And people would come and out on the highway and they'd meet up with her and buy her dinner. And she was amazing, amazing. She only carried what fit in her pockets and she relied entirely on the kindness of others for food and shelter. And she spoke constantly, constantly about inner peace being the foundation for world peace. So at the end of her life, those who loved her dearly put together at least this one book I have. I found this book in some obscure used bookstore in the corner of nowhere. You know, there it was, just popped out at me, and I'd actually never heard of this woman. I'm really enjoying it. She didn't write the book. It's just nuggets from her journals and from her talks. So anyway, I found on page 77 of this book called Peace Pilgrim, that's all it's called, where she gives us a little paragraph on, well, here's what she says, quote, for those of you who are seeking the spiritual life, I recommend these four daily practices. Right? And when I read that, I thought, well, there's a snippet. I'm going to share these with you. So let's talk about it. But first, why should we seek a spiritual life? I think it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, the truth of the matter is that our relationship with alcohol, many would argue, is a hole in the soul. We need a connection to something deeper, bigger, greater than ourselves, or we could call it our higher selves or God, infinite spirit, universe, doesn't matter what you call it. but a connection to your deep inner self, right? It's so important. It's so important. In fact, many would argue that the journey to sobriety is incomplete without it. So what did the Peace Pilgrim have to say? She gave these four daily practices. Let's just talk about them. Number one, here it is. Ready? Spend time alone each day in receptive silence. Spend time alone each day in receptive silence. That's all she says. So let's talk about what she means here, what she might mean, Becca's interpretation of what she means. She could have just said, spend time alone in silence, but she included the word receptive. What does receptive mean? Open to receive. Open to receive. So I'm always asking you here on the snippets to have a daily self-care routine, even 5 minutes. And I won't go into that because we just talked about it a couple of Saturdays ago. If you're interested, you can go back. But we need to take at least a few minutes every day where we connect with ourselves, where we start our day. Preferably we do it in the morning. We start our day with intention. So we're not going through the day on autopilot or taking the path of least resistance or, heaven forbid, tippy-toeing through life, which is what we talked about on Wednesday, right? So we want to spend a little bit of time each day on ourselves so we can show up for others. Well, the Peace Pilgrim says, spend time alone each day in receptive silence. I think that's so beautiful because she's saying, open your heart. What's the message? What is being sent to you from that higher realm, whether it's your higher self or God, whatever it is, give yourself a chance to hear it. We go, 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 and then num, 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 num. How are we ever supposed to hear a message from something greater than ourselves, which can only be heard in silence? How much time do you spend in silence? Any? There are some people, and I know lots of people, who spend zero time in silence. There's always something going on, always noise, whether it's in the earbuds or outside the earbuds. Spend a little time alone each day in receptive silence. Gals, that can be 1 minute. Just open your heart, close your eyes, and be quiet for 60 seconds. Take a breath and let God enter. Let's see what happens when we try that, you know? Let's try it. So thank you for that one, Peace Pilgrim. Number two, when angry or afflicted with any negative emotion, take time to be alone with God. Wow. So number one, she's telling us to spend a little bit of time each day in receptive silence. She's telling us here, when we have a negative emotion, take the time to be alone with God. And of course, God is whatever you fill in the blank. You know what God means to you. And so I'm not going to, by any stretch of my imagination, try and tell you what God would look like or feel like for you. But her remedy for a negative emotion is that silence, that receptive silence, time alone, asking, I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm traumatized, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, negative emotion, any negative emotion, take time to be alone with God. Isn't that amazing? So we have two practices. The first one is just do it, spend a little bit of time each day. And number two, when you have a negative emotion, the same remedy. And this is not what we do, gals, when we're still drinking. We do not spend time alone, and we do not take time to be alone with God. What we do is we take a drink. We turn to a glass of wine. I'm angry. I'm anxious. I need a drink. Number three, visualize God's light each day and send it to someone who needs help. I love this one. I love this practice. And it doesn't have to necessarily be God's light, but it can be. But I do this all the time. To visualize myself and others. And I walk my clients through visualizations. I also walk women who come to my free events. We'll do a visualization similar to this, where we just visualize ourselves surrounded by a bright light that is just pure love. And then you can send it to someone. You can literally gather it up in your hands like a ball of energy and shoot it out to somebody else. Maybe someone who's suffering or someone who's struggling, or better yet, someone you dislike. Someone you're having difficulty with, send them some healing light. Send them God's light. How do you do it? Very simple. Just imagine it. Just see it in your mind's eye. And just, if there's somebody out there you're just struggling to get along with, Drive, you know, one of those people in your life where it's like, no matter what I do, there's just always a tension between us. Sit quietly, close those eyes, see that person just completely absorbed in that light, and send it from your heart to theirs, and just some love. So again, here's how she says it. Visualize God's light each day and send it to someone who needs help. The interesting thing about this practice is it's not a fantasy. It's real, gals. When you do that, you are doing it. You are sending real loving energy to that other human. Why? Because thoughts move through the air just like Wi-Fi, just like any other sound wave, any other wave that moves through. We can't see Wi-Fi. We know it's there. It's making our phone work. Cellular, right? All of it. It's invisible rays shooting through the air, making our phones work. Well, this is what happens when you think beautiful thoughts or negative thoughts about another. You're shooting those invisible rays directly to that person. And they may not stop dead in their tracks and go, I felt that. Somebody just sent me some hatred or some love. No, but it gets there anyway. It gets there, and it's very, very soothing on your own heart. So number three from Peace Pilgrim, visualize God's light each day and send it to someone who needs help. If you can't get out there and volunteer, or if you can't somehow get involved in something to help other people, just do this. If you have a neighbor who's struggling, close your eyes and send them God's light. Man, what a practice, right? And then number four, I love this, ready? Number four, if you're seeking a spiritual life, exercise the body. It is the temple of the soul. Well, gals, are you exercising your body? Most of us do. We try. We're doing our best. But do you have a practice? Are you showing up to it regularly? Don't overdo it. Walking is plenty enough. Don't go run out and join a gym because, you know, you're like, oh, I better be exercising my body. Gals, go for a walk. Walk the dog. Walk yourself. Whatever works, get on your little rebounder, ride a bike, I don't know. But the body, right? When we move that body, it is so beneficial, and you don't need me to tell you that. So gals, there's four spiritual practices from the Peace Pilgrim who just walked and walked and walked for just about 30 years. What a life, eh? Talk about taking the road less traveled. That's what I admire about this woman. I admire anybody who's willing to take the road less traveled. Anybody who chooses their own path instead of following the path of least resistance has my deepest admiration. And gals, that's you, because you are doing something about your alcohol. Even if you haven't quit yet, you're hearing my voice, and that means you want to. And that means you're doing your best to start your journey off the path of least resistance. You're doing your best. You want to. You're saying to yourself, I want to stop doing this and move into a different life. I just don't know how, because I've been doing this, stuck in this rut or whatever you want to call it, for so long. But you want to, and that's the first step. Willingness is the first step. The desire is the first step. So you're there, and that makes me very proud of you. But now you got to keep going, right? We got to keep going. So I admire each and every one of you just for hearing my voice. It means you reached out. You found the show. You're probably finding others. But remember this, gals. It's more than just listening. It's more than just reading. We got to stop and stand up and start taking action if we actually want the results that we're looking for. And if you want to take a little extra action today, the Sacred Mirror is still open. Go to the show notes, tap the link, share a bit of your story with me, and I'll send you back a personal, private snippet just for you. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.